I want to talk to you about a concept of bringing about change, and I call this make friends with Sarah. Now, who is Sarah? Sarah is an acronym that we give for the process that happens when you become aware of the need for change. And this has an interesting history to this. There was a psychologist and social scientist, and she did called Jean Houston, and she did a lot of work, and a lot of her work was with people who had been given news of terminal illness. So, for example, it would be somebody who suspects that they have cancer. They go get a test, and the doctor says to them, the results will come in a couple of days. And then the doctor phones them, and he says to them, I have two bits of news to give you. One is good news, one is bad news. Which one do you want first? So the man says, give me the good news first. So the doctor says, you have 4 days to live, right? So the man said, this is good news. He said, yeah. He said, what's the bad news? He said, I was trying to get you for the last 2 days. So when people get news of their terminal illness, they go through a process. And this process is called Sarah. And the reason we are saying here, and I'm sharing this process with you, is not because of terminal illness, may Allah keep you free from all kinds of things like this and give you all healthy lives until the end of your days and take you in a state of Iman and Yaqeen, inshallah. I'm saying this because, interestingly, this is the same process psychologically that we go through when we get news of the need to change. When you get some critical feedback, alright? Same process happens. Now, what's that process? The process is, the first one is shock. The first step of Sarah is shock. So, the moment you get critical feedback, the moment you get news that you need to change, the first reaction of people is shock. This is not me. Can't be happening to me. Same thing happens in terminal illness. You get this report, the scan report which says that you have cancer. You say, no, it's not happening to me. The scan is wrong. Doctor is bad. Hospital is bad. This is Sri Lanka. This is India. No, let me go to Houston. Let me go to Mayo Clinic. Right, let me go to California. And I'm going to get a whole bunch of things all over again. Right? So there's shock. Can't be happening to me. I'm not bad. Somebody says you are a lousy communicator. No, sorry. You're talking to somebody else. Wrong number. After the shock, the second thing which happens is anger. And usually the anger is directed at the person who gave you that news. Right? So you see the scan and you say, this scan is wrong, can't be me, I don't have the cancer. And the instant anger is to say that this doctor is a lousy doctor. He's trying to make money out of me. He's a crook. Same thing happens in the feedback process. Somebody gives you critical feedback, instant reaction, oh, he's my enemy. This fellow is discriminating against me, he's saying this to me because I'm a Muslim. Or because I'm a Christian, or I'm a Hindu, or whatever it is, right? So the second one is anger. Third part of the process is resistance. Which is, the anger goes down a bit because anger can't be at that level all the time, but still, I'm not willing to accept. No, I'm not the one who needs to change. My career is going nowhere, but it's the boss's fault. It's the lousy subordinates I've got. It's the lousy team I've got. The lousy country I'm in. The lousy economy. So it's always somebody else's fault and this resistance. And you're not willing to look at yourself and say, there's no what lousy is me and my what I'm doing. Because in the same lousy country, lousy company, lousy everything else, the other people who are succeeding. So this resistance. Now, after that resistance, if you continue with it and there is some sincerity in you, then you have come to a stage called acceptance. That is where you say, okay, fine, this is happening. This is happening, this is me, I am the one, I have to do something about myself. A lot of people come to me, for example, and they say, you know, my career is going nowhere and all that. Ask them, what book did you read in the last 3 months relating to your career? Nothing. In the last 6 months, nothing. What book did you read? Can you please describe what is a book? And you want to blame the career. You want to read nothing. What course did you attend? Oh, you see, my company is a lousy company. They don't have course. I said, I didn't ask you what course did your company conduct. I asked you what course did you attend. Anyone who confines his or her personal development to what their organization provides is already dead. You need to spend your money, your time, your energy, your effort, because it is your life. It's not somebody else's life. So people don't want to do all this, right? And then they blame somebody else. So at the stage of acceptance, you come to this point and say, no, this is me. I should have done this long time ago. I have not done it. Time now for me to start. And then we go to the last letter of Sarah, which is help. We say, now that I accept all of this, now what do I do? Who do I talk to? Where do I go? What kind of learning do I need? What kind of resources do I need? And so on and so forth. So the last point is help. The reason I'm saying this is because this is what some of you may be going through. And if you are going through that, don't worry. This is natural. This happens. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like you would do in the case of a terminal illness. Right? You get a report saying you have cancer. What must you do? What does a person of Iman do? He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Why? Why would you thank Allah that you have cancer? I'm not saying you don't make dua for cure. Of course you do that. But why would you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for two very, very critical reasons. The first critical reason is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the believer any difficulty, he will wipe out his sins. So one guarantee for you, inshallah al-musta'an, for whoever gets cancer and that person is a believer, is in a state of iman, if that person remains in that state of iman, continues to do their work, inshallah, when they meet Allah, they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free from all sin. That alone is worth whatever it is. Because the reality is, whether you got the cancer or you met a bus, you are going to die one day anyway. So it doesn't matter. I mean, you got cancer, you didn't get cancer, how does it matter? So that's one reason. And the second reason you would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you got news of terminal illness is because now we know for sure that I am going to die. The reality of death becomes real. That's a slightly oxymoronic statement, but that's what you understand what I'm saying. And if you don't believe me, and if you don't believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least believe Steve Jobs. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this 1400 years ago. He said death is real. He said, when I put a morsel of food in my mouth, I am not sure that I will be able to swallow it. You heard this hadith. He said, when I am praying and I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I am not sure whether I will be able to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I may die between this and this. That sudden death is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek protection from, because no time to make tawbah. And which one of us lives a life which is so pure that I don't need to make tawbah? Nobody. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to make istighfar 70 times to 100 times every day. So what about us? But when somebody gives news of terminal illness, we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because now it has become real to me. It should have been real anyway, since you are a Muslim. And since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. But now since Steve Jobs said it, at least it is real. Read his quote. I mean, the man gave a wonderful speech. I think it was Stanford or somewhere, one of the universities. He said, knowing that I have cancer, he said, this is the biggest benefit I got. Because now, He said, I stand every morning and I look in the mirror and I tell myself what I am going to do today. And he said, if that thing is something I don't want to do because I'm dying, I have only that much of time. So he said, for me to decide between doing this and that has become very easy. Very easy. He said, the question I ask myself is, that if I am going to die today, would I still do this thing which I am going to do now? So for example, I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I say, well, today I am going to Yala. Today I am going to the jungle. And then I have to ask myself and say, if I am going to die today, would I still want to go to Yala? For me, the answer is 100% yes. Because I go to Yala for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I see the khudrat of Allah, I say, Ya Allah, subhanallah, what a beautiful world you created. Look at these animals, look at these things. And if I die in that state, alhamdulillah. And I usually go with my Muslim brothers, they will do what needs to be done, khalas, no problem. But if I was going to do something else, and I ask myself this question, I said, if I die now, if I die today, would I want to spend this last day doing this thing? And if the answer is no, don't do it. Don't do it. As I told you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this 1400 years ago, but now Steve Jobs said it, so let's believe him, right? This is all apple eaters. That is the issue of understanding the process of behavioral change, which I said, make friends with Sarah. So shock, anger, resistance, acceptance, hope. Now, in this whole process, obviously, even though the first three steps are apparently negative, they are natural, they will happen. But think about this, that the sooner you get through those process, those three steps, the faster, the more positive will be your life, because then you can get on with creating change. The longer you are stuck in denial and shock and, you know, all of that. Resistance is also denial. So the longer you are stuck in that, the longer your development is going to be postponed. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the process of change and to bring it about in ourselves as quickly as possible. Because as I mentioned earlier, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if two of your days are equal, then you have wasted your life. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar